Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon outside Spins Hudson at the Charles Point Marina here, looking along the Peekskill waterfront. Beautiful sunny skies, nice breeze. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy at Eon Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio. And joining us today, of course, we have a couple of guests. We want to tell you why we're here, first of all. It's the summer kickoff that's going on today. The county executive, Rob Astorino, he's going to help kick off summer today outside the beautiful new Spins Hudson at Charles Point Marina, looking over the Peekskill waterfront. What it is, it's a 40,000-square-foot entertainment center, and it's home to a four-level facility here, which has just a beautiful events inside. There's a four-level aerial ropes course, two-story professional laser tag arena with sizable top industry arcade and full-size bocce and shuffleboard courts. And when you go inside Spins Hudson, which we're broadcasting outside from, it also features Captain Lawrence Brewery and a beautiful event space. It was very impressive when I walked in earlier this morning. And we have two guests to talk about this opening today. First of all, Alex Zabowski is with us, and Michael Roach there with Spins Hudson, or Spins Bowl, if you will. Good to see you both today.
How you doing? Nice to meet you.
How you doing?
All right, Alex, let's talk about this. Spins Hudson, it's only been open for a couple of weeks. Really exciting. Tell us all about this.
Well, we opened up 2 weeks ago. We've been doing kind of a soft opening on the weekends, Friday, Saturdays, and Sundays. It's just a nice big entertainment facility. It gives a lot of options. It's probably the number one attraction in Peekskill when we get full going, up and running, especially with the bar and the restaurant going in. It's going to attract all sorts of customers from ages 4 and up.
All across the area, right?
Yeah. From what I hear, the surrounding towns, there's just not a lot to do. The closest bowling alley is like a half hour away. And other than that, there's just a movie theater around from what I hear.
And Micah, you're the assistant manager here. This is an ideal location for Spins Hudson. Just the beautiful scenery looking at the water, at the marina. Why is it such an ideal place for this?
Well, it's perfectly located. We have walk-in traffic. We'll have boat traffic coming in. We're even close to the train station. People can walk right to us from the train station. And as you were saying, beautiful location on the water. We get beautiful sunsets every night on the mountains and everything. And you can view that from the ropes course, the top of the ropes course. You get awesome views of the whole Hudson Valley.
Now, again, this has been open for a couple of weeks, but the building itself has been around for a long, long time. So Spins Hudson is a new addition to this.
Yeah, we basically, the Spins, purchased the building. And we basically renovated the whole thing, top to bottom. It's all brand new. Everything's brand new. So, even if you were here before when there was other restaurants here, it's going to be completely different. It's going to be a whole new area.
Now, Alex, although it's been a couple of weeks, those who have come here so far, what's been the feedback like since you got a soft opening, of course, but what's been the feedback like as far as what's inside?
So a lot of people that walk in, their eyes open up as soon as they walk in through the front doors. We got top-of-the-line arcade games. And honestly, the ropes course is kind of hidden unless you walk around the side. So once people walk through the door, we greet them and we tell them what we have. We usually do a little tour just so people know what we have to offer. And once they get to the ropes course, they just wow. Their jaws drop. They want to go up. They want to do it. The arcade games, kids instantly run to the games. That's all they want to do is play. And then laser tag as well. We've had a couple people do that. And, 6-minute games is what we run for a session. And, people think at first it's a short game and they come out, they're sweating a little bit. They had a good time and they want to do it again. So.
And, Micah, is the ropes course kind of becoming the most popular item in there from what the kids have been saying so far, the families?
It's a very big attraction. It's like a one-of-a-kind thing on the East Coast. There's really nothing like it. It's one of the only ones that's indoor-outdoor. So that's the thing that people don't even realize until they see it, is that the indoors, inside the arena itself, is actually connected outside. So they can spend time inside and outside. And once people realize that, they think it's one of the coolest things. And the time goes by so fast. People go up there and they think an hour and a half is a long time. And then all of a sudden their time's up and they want to go on it again. They want to go on longer.
Seems like it's something that's close enough to home that they don't have to travel too far for. I mean, if you live right near here, I mean, you don't really have to go all the way to the city or anywhere else. You can come right here to a place like this, right?
Correct. I mean, even if you're traveling, so I come from Poughkeepsie. It's about a 45-minute drive. And, again, there's, you know, there are bowling alleys around. The Galleria has a couple things inside of it. But we offer so much, you know, laser tag, the ropes course, arcade, the bocce, shuffleboard. We have a pool table, ping pong table. Once the bar goes in, there's no place like it. There are just so many options that it allows all age ranges to enjoy themselves.
Now, is this mainly an indoor facility? I mean, we're outside. It's so beautiful. Is there anything to do outside? I mean, I see there's kind of like a porch outside, too, and a patio?
The patio's in the works, and we are also going to be putting some shuffleboard and bocce courts outside as well to allow that outdoor feature. The ropes course is outdoors, but you're just limited to that ropes course. But once the patio is all built and we put down the bocce and shuffleboard courts, we're going to have tables, chairs. The patio is going to have an outdoor bar, so it's going to have that feature of having the outdoor feeling to it as well.
All right, so if anybody's listening to this, Mike, and they want to come check this out, what are the hours during the week?
So our hours, we're planning to open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sundays to start, and then once 4th of July kicks in, we're going to open up, you know, probably every day. What are we doing, Tuesday to Sunday? And our hours during the week are going to be from 12 to like 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. And on the weekends, we're going to be open 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, all the way until 1, 2 in the morning.
Do you have any like special events planned as we get into the summer months? The first day of summer officially, I believe, is tomorrow. Do you have anything big planned for the summer as this continues to go?
Not currently. We're just waiting on construction to finish up, and we can proceed with the plans after that. A few weeks ago, they had a concert in Peekskill. They closed down a whole road. Louis Lanza, he put that all together, and he's been a part of the restaurant here for the Factoria. And there's talks of, you know, possibly having some outdoor concerts, live bands, once a patio and everything's kicking in. And it'll have a beautiful view of the Hudson River. It's right on the waterfront. It's going to be, you know, top of the line, one of a kind.
Well, we wish you both the best of success. Hopefully you'll have many, many more like this, these kind of days of the rest of the summer and into the rest of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Again, that's Alex Zabowski and Michael Roach again there with Spins Hudson, which, again, just a couple of weeks ago had a soft open. Today, you can kind of say, is the grand opening with this kickoff summer event going on today. The county executive will be helping to do that later on. If you just joined us, Westchester Talk Radio Live, we are indeed broadcasting live here outside Spins Hudson, the new Spins Hudson, overlooking the Peekskill waterfront at the Charles Point Marina. It is absolutely gorgeous out today. We're going to take a short break and step aside for just a moment, but we'll be back with more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live outside Spins Hudson here, looking over the beautiful Peekskill waterfront here at Charles Point Marina. We're here for the summer kickoff. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, facelifts, painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. That's the place to go. Well, joining us now, my latest guest, he is the proprietor and CEO of Still the One Distillery 2 LLC in Harrison. He is Albert Savarese, and he joins us here today. Albert, good to have you with us. So what do you think of this opening here of this beautiful facility and of the summer kickoff as well?
Excellent. It's a beautiful place. Lou Lanza did a great job, and I'm looking forward to being here this time next summer.
Yeah, let's talk about your business. You actually are going to have a presence here. I mean, we had a chance to kind of get a taste of what was inside. It's a work in progress. They're still trying to finish it up, but you will have a presence here, as you said. Tell us about what it's going to be like.
Well, we're going to open up a satellite location here and probably have a 250 to 500-gallon pot still here, possibly a vodka still as well, store some barrels here. We're going to have a tasting room going out to an outside deck with an outside-type lounge and hopefully eventually a rooftop on top of the distillery.
And how long has your distillery actually been around?
We've been around since the end of 2009, really opening up in 2010. So we're a little over 7 years old, going strong, and looking for new and exciting locations.
So what's your clientele like as far as the distillery goes?
Anywhere from the legal drinking age up until 90.
And so you've been around, I guess, roughly about, 8-9 years now. So is business doing pretty well?
Business is coming along great. I just bought out my partner about a year and a half ago, and we're redeveloping the brands and looking to expand more. That's why I'm up here today. And we're in about 7 states right now. We're Westchester's first distillery since Prohibition. We're one of the first distilleries in New York State. And Westchester's first bourbon, 914 bourbon for the area code.
Wow, so it does have a presence. It's got a history there.
Yes, very much so.
But how about what it means to be here? I mean, checking this place out, I mean, it's kind of a hidden gem in Westchester right now because of its location. But it's so beautiful, and I think people are going to start to know more and more about it as time goes on.
Yes, it's the old Fleischmann's property, so I'm kind of glad to be here because they were a distillery some time ago, and I'm going to come back on a property and do a lot of gins here too as well.
So you hope to attract a lot of business here. I mean, certainly as we get into the warmer months, the actual first day of summer is tomorrow. There should be a lot of people hopefully coming over and flooding the building.
Yes, I have no question that this is going to be a home run. That's why I'm looking forward to being here. We are also looking into putting the first rick house in Westchester County, which will be very close to here. We're not going to announce where and when, but that's in progress too.
Well, if anybody wants more information about your distillery, Alberta, where can they contact you?
They can contact me at albert@stilltheonedistillery.com or call me direct. Yes, I do give out my number, 914-419-5903. And as always, keep the buzz.
Keep the buzz. Albert, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day, all right?
Thank you very much.
All right, Albert Savarese. Again, he's with Still the One Distillery based in Harrison, joining us here at the summer kickoff. We're located outside Spence Hudson, which, again, just a couple of weeks old right now. I've recently opened, off to a really great start. I'm Jim Cleefield. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break. We'll be back with more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside Spins Hudson here, overlooking the Peekskill waterfront of the Charles Point Marina. We're here for Westchester's summer kickoff on this beautiful, breezy Tuesday. Light, bright sunshine as well. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook as well. Why don't you? Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, we have two guests with us today. They're actually both with the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber. First of all, to my immediate left is Deb Malone. She's the executive director. And to her left is Lauren Brady. She's the events manager for the Chamber. Good to have you both. And let's start with you, Deb. What brings you out today on this beautiful Tuesday?
We're here for the grand opening of Spins Hudson, which is a wonderful new family entertainment center and located at Charles Point, which is the old Crystal Bay property. We just went inside for a tour. It's unbelievable. Kids are going to love it. Families are going to love it. It's wonderful. They have the rope course. They'll be having a laser tag center. They have a lot of arcades. Then upstairs, opening probably this fall, will be the Factoria restaurant. They'll also have some outside dining and recreation, looking over the Hudson River. That'll be opening hopefully later on this summer. So it's just such a wonderful addition to our community. We have so much going on here. It's Peekskill, as we like to say. It's happening here in Peekskill. We also, too, have a lot of people coming up on weekends. We have a great hospitality shuttle now located at the Peekskill train station that operates on Saturdays and Sundays. It's free of charge. People come up on the train, and the shuttle will take you to the hiking trails or to our historic downtown to eat and to do some shopping. Also, it'll pick you up at the hotels. So please go and come up to Peekskill. Check out all we have, our restaurants, our art galleries, our beautiful waterfront, all our recreational opportunities. And take a ride on the Peekskill shuttle. Just ask for Johnny the driver, and he will take you where you want to go.
Well, Lauren, let's talk to you. You're the manager of events with the Chamber. Specifically, what will your role be with this beautiful new facility? Again, the Spins Hudson itself has been only open for a couple of weeks. It's a work in progress, but already from what I've seen inside, it's just wonderful to look at.
Yeah, it's such a great great venue to have here. It definitely expands, and people can come right here. People travel all over to get to an event like this. And space like this, we'll definitely be doing a lot of the marketing and working with them to make sure people know that they're here and they're open and it is here. Also, as the events manager, we have two huge events coming up that we will be working with, Spins with as well. The Hudson Valley Exposition is August 5th at the Peekskill Riverfront. And that will be a celebration of our area, live music, food, beer, local tastings, and just a great time for the family, ending in fireworks. And that, for more information, you can go to hvexposition.com. And then a big event that we're working actually with these guys here as well is our inaugural Grand Prix event in Peekskill, which is going to be October 15th in downtown Peekskill. It's going to be a vintage cars parade, per se, and it's going to be a great display. For those who love cars, it's going to be something not to miss. And you can go to peekskillgrandprix.com for more information on that.
What do you think of this location, either one of you? I mean, it's just such an ideal location for this. It's kind of a hidden gem right now. I talked about that with an earlier guest, but just the location, the fact it's overlooking the Peekskill waterfront, just ideal, especially for this time of year.
Oh, it is. I mean, this area, I mean, well, Lauren and I've lived here for 27 years. Lauren has grown up here. She's part of Peekskill. She's a Peekskillite, as they like to say. We've spent many days and nights down at this area when it was the old Crystal Bay. We're so happy to see it come back. It is an absolutely spectacular location on the Hudson, and looking over and seeing the beautiful, the Nyack area across, not Nyack, but the Havistar area. Across the river there, we're so lucky. I've lived along the river my entire life, and we're just so lucky to be part of this majestic river community.
And Lauren, you mentioned, of course, you are the events manager. Do you see down the road as some events coming to this particular location in time as it continues to grow?
Yes, we can't wait to do some of our bigger events here. Definitely the catering hall. It's a great place for the family to come. So we can't wait to work with them and bring some great events and fundraisers to this venue. As you said, you were calling it a hidden gem for people like Deb and I. We've been coming to this place for forever, but this is going to bring in a whole new community to Peekskill, and they're just going to fall in love like we have.
Really have. And again, for those who've just tuned in, again, this is a 40,000 square foot entertainment center. Again, it's got aerial ropes, it's got bocce and shuffleboard. There's really something in it for everybody. I mean, all ages, the whole family, you name it.
Yeah, and then also, too, the Factoria will be open for catering probably full time beginning in August. And also, too, the Factoria restaurant will be open for people who want to come and just staying by the river and have a nice dinner probably late fall. So it is truly going to be a destination place in our community. And I'm sure they're going to get a lot of people from the region will be coming here. As I mentioned before, the shuttle will be making a stop down here, too. So if you do come up from any of the river towns by train, you can definitely take the shuttle on the weekends over to the Factoria and to the Spins Hudson.
We're off to a great start. I mean, if this day is any indication, there'll be many sunny days ahead for this facility, that's for sure. If anybody wants more information to get in touch with the Chamber, Lauren, where can they contact you or Deb?
Our website is hvgatewaychamber.com, or then give us a call at 914-737-3600.
Okay, Deb Malone and Lauren Brady with the Hudson Valley Gateway Chamber. Thank you so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to take a short break. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live from the summer kickoff today outside Spins Hudson overlooking the Peekskill waterfront at the lovely Charles Point Marina. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous day out here. Very nice summer weather, although the first day of summer is actually tomorrow. We're going to take a short break and coming back with more guests right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside Spins Hudson, looking over the beautiful Peekskill waterfront at Charles Point Marina on a lovely Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. It's the summer kickoff. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook as well, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining us now, we have a very special guest with us here. He is legislator for the 1st District, which includes Peekskill. He is John Testa, and if that name is familiar to you, first of all, he's minority leader, but also is former mayor of Peekskill. He's been a Peekskill lifer for almost 60 years, he tells me, and good to have you with us here this fine day.
Well, thanks for having me. It's a great day, especially after yesterday's weather. This is a wonderful day.
It certainly is. What a difference a day makes, as the old song would say. What do you think of this magnificent facility here? It's a work in progress, but what I saw inside, magnificent.
Well, we always knew this was a big building inside, and it was always divided up into different spaces. To see it wide open the way it is and how massive it really is incredible. And the way they've designed the space, I think, is maximizing what they can do with it. And it's really a wonderful thing to see, and we look forward to it being here for many, many years.
Let's talk about the history of this building since you've lived in Peekskill as long as you've had. This used to be the former Fleischmann's building. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, John Walsh Boulevard, this whole street here is the former location of the former Fleischmann plant, yeast plant, vodka, and gin. And this building here that this facility is in was the gin building. And it was preserved, thank God. It was preserved many years ago by some forethought by some businessmen back then. And there was some restaurants and other things in here over the years. But now that it's going to the next level, it's going to be here for many, many more years. And that makes us all feel good.
Well, in all the years you've been at Peekskill, John, I mean, you couldn't have imagined that something like this would develop here in this whole building.
No, the whole building is being utilized now. Before, it was just parts of it, as mentioned before. Now the whole building has a concept and a design, and it's all flowing together well. There's going to be more parts of it opening up as the year goes on, and this is going to be a very, very well-traveled location.
I was going to say, what do you envision for this facility? It's only a couple of weeks old. They had a soft opening recently. This is, you can say, kind of the grand opening with this kickoff today, but do you see it really attracting a lot of people in what I feel is a hidden gem right now?
Yes, it has the obstacle course, and it has the arcade, and it has other things, and the Captain Lawrence component to it. It's going to have an upstairs eventually with the Fractoria restaurant and catering location. It's going to be just a little bit of everything, it seems. And anyone who wants to come and have the most beautiful, as I said earlier, the most beautiful location along the Hudson right here in Peekskill, heading up toward Bear Mountain, I think they're going to flock here.
Do you see it kind of as an all-year-round attraction, not just during the warmer months, but people coming here, let's say, in the fall or the winter, too?
I think that's part of the design. I think it's a well-thought-out part of the design. Obviously, we want to have things that are going to be attractions for 12 months out of the year. It helps the owner of the business stay in business, and it brings people here on a year-round basis. And every season in Peekskill is wonderful, and people will get to see it.
Well, there really is something for everybody, John. I mean, as we said, for the kids, you mentioned some of that. I mean, there's going to be a brewery. There's going to be a restaurant. Whatever you want is going to be here in this building. You name it. It's going to be here.
It's going to be here, and you can come. And as you come toward this location, there's some many other locations across the riverfront area in Peekskill. I'm the president of the Lincoln Depot Museum, which is just down the street from here. So hopefully people will stop by there. It's a very historic structure in itself. It was the original depot in Peekskill where President Lincoln stopped on his way down in 1861. We preserved the building, and now it's a full-fledged, wonderful museum that people have come to from all over the region. So there's a lot of reasons to come to Peekskill. If this is the main reason they come, that's great, but there's many other places to see.
Well, you certainly do have another one. It's highly recommended, and again, for the whole family. John, thanks so much for joining us, and enjoy the rest of the day, all right?
Thank you very much.
That's former Peekskill Mayor John Testa. Again, he's currently a legislator for the 1st District, which includes Peekskill, and he's Minority Leader joining us today. Thank you, John. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live outside Spins Hudson on the Charles Point Marina here. We're looking at the Peekskill waterfront for the summer kickoff, which is going on today. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live outside Spins Hudson, looking over the Peekskill waterfront of the beautiful Charles Point Marina on a lovely Tuesday afternoon for the summer kickoff. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, you can like us on Facebook. You always can. Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, a very special guest today. He is Mayor of Peekskill. That's Frank Catalina, who is joining us. And Frank, good to have you with us today. What do you think of this beautiful new facility?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on. This is a great thing that you're doing, broadcasting from here today. This is a site that has been, development has been attempted here at least six times over the past 20 years. and none of them have been successful. So I'm really confident that this one will really do, because this one will really take off, because you have a good combination of family entertainment, exactly what we need in this area of Westchester. You have great dining. That's Lou Lanza's doing the restaurant. John Sharp and Captain Lawrence. Everybody knows Captain Lawrence in Westchester. So with that combination of private investors, they put in a lot of money here, probably, you know, between $5 and $6 million in private investment. So we could not be more pleased. They have the faith and confidence to put their money where their mouth is. So we're sure that when people do that, you usually get a good result.
Well, as mayor, you must be very impressed with the location itself. I think it's an ideal location overlooking the water, especially at this time of year as we're heading into the summer months.
It is, and this area was is county property, donated or given to the city under a 99-year lease. RIDA accepted title. Accepted that lease, subject to that restriction, and they're free to bring these developers in. And we're just very happy and grateful for our county representatives over the years. You know, George Oros was our county legislator when this came to be, when the city got the first lease, and every county executive, up to Rob Astorino's, thought about taking it back because it's such a gem and such a valuable parcel. But County Executive Rob Astorino has been very supportive of Peekskill's efforts, and he's just a great county executive. He really helps. Every time we need something, he's there. And I don't think I remember ever seeing the former county executive here in Peekskill. Rob is here almost every week, and it's just a tribute. You know, we always felt that we never saw a county executive north of Route 287, but having one that lives north of 287, who knows the area, he's a Rotarian, Alma Rotarian, so we just get good vibes from him, and he serves the Peekskill area very well.
You really do have a support system, and I think this facility is one shining example of that?
Absolutely. You know, as you look out over the vista, over the river that your people probably can't see listening to us, but the asinine proposal to park barges there, barges along the Hudson River, would just devastate that beautiful scenery, the beautiful vista that we have. And, you know, we look to Mike Spano and Yonkers taking the lead, prepared to file a lawsuit if necessary. But it was really Rob Astorino stepping in to take the lead to oppose that proposal by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and whoever the brain people were in Albany who thought that was a good idea. You know, we really needed his support, and we got it. And as far as I know, that proposal is not dead yet, but it's dying a slow death, and that's what we needed. That's exactly what we needed.
Well, again, as I said, having a chance to check out this facility early this morning, again, it is still a work in progress, but what I see is just it's magnificent. Again, as really anything for any age, really.
It really is. And like I said, you know, there were prior restaurants that made a go of it, but there was just not enough to bring traffic here besides having the restaurants or the bar at night, because it's not in the downtown. The only reason you would come here is to that. And to get the restaurant crowd to come here, it really had to be a destination. So now with the other attractions that will attract people here, you know, around the clock, you get a daytime crowd. When they do the marina, very seasonal, on a seasonable basis in the summer times, it's just going to be jammed with boaters. So we think that will carry into the fall and winter seasons with the restaurant and have it really a around-the-clock kind of a destination.
Well, it certainly sounds like it will. Mayor Frank Catalina, thanks so much for joining us today, and enjoy the rest of the day, all right?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Okay, that's Peekskill Mayor Frank Catalina that's joining us with us today as we're here for the summer kickoff outside Spins Hudson overlooking the Peekskill waterfront at beautiful Charles Point Marina here on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host. Thanks so much for joining us. We got a short break coming up, and we have more right after this word of interest, so stay right with us. We'll be right back.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things:
to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon outside Spins Hudson, locating overlooking the Peekskill waterfront and the beautiful Charles Point Marina on a wonderful Tuesday afternoon. It's the summer kickoff, by the way. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host for today. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining us now, my very special guest here, he is the owner of the property here, and he is president of Diamond Properties. He is Bill Diamond. Diamond Properties is located in Mount Kisco. Bill, good to have you with us here. What are your impressions of this wonderful facility?
Well, we're just so excited about this facility. We think it's probably the coolest venue we've done to date. We know that it's going to be very warmly received by the residents of the city of Peekskill. We brought the A-team in with our partners, Louis Lanza, John Sharp, and Scott Ficarro from Captain Lawrence. So we're really excited.
Yeah, from what I've seen, I had a chance to get a taste of that earlier this morning. I mean, they have aerial ropes, they've got bocce, a shuffleboard, arcade games, just so much to offer for so many people.
Yeah, and the nice thing is we go across all age groups. So anything from kids to adults, millennials. It's also a great venue for private events like birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, corporate events. It really runs a full gamut of things we could do.
Well, this property has a lot of history to it because we found that it used to be the old Fleischman building many, many years ago, and now it's morphing into this wonderful facility.
Yeah, that's correct. It has the old architecture. It was a distillery back in the turn of the century and around the early 1900s, so it's got a lot of great industrial feel, and one of the things that we did was really keep that industrial feel with all the exposed metalwork and beams and bricks, so it has a very nice industrial feel that I think people are really into these days.
And I think this is really going to become a happening here. I mean, it really is a gem, kind of a hidden one in Peekskill right now. But I think as people discover over time, this will be a place for families and everybody to come hang out all year round.
Without a doubt, we believe this is going to be the most exciting entertainment venue on the Hudson River. Combined with our entertainment activities like the ropes course and laser tag, together with Louis Lanza's terrific restaurant and 500-person deck and outdoor bar, and then you throw in the Captain Lawrence Brewery, we really think this is going to be the hottest place on the Hudson River.
Yeah, I mean, I would speak to the aesthetics. I mean, it's aesthetically pleasing to be here, just overlooking this waterfront. It's just an ideal location for this place here.
Yeah, we are literally steps off the Hudson River with really dramatic views. So whether you're coming just to soar on a 50-foot ropes course with your family or to have a bar mitzvah or a wedding here, it's really going to be a fantastic thing. As well as we plan to have a lot of live music events and everything. And can you just imagine with having a band out here on the Hudson River on this beautiful deck and outdoor bar with all these entertainment activities? It's a really special place.
Yeah, so you see that really growing into something where it could be a very big gathering for events like that in the future?
Absolutely. We already, with our other venues like Grand Prix New York, we host a lot of bar mitzvahs. And now the one type of event we can never do in the past were weddings. But with this venue, with how beautiful it came out and the beautiful setting it has on the Hudson River, we think anything from a bar mitzvah, a wedding, corporate events, again, or just people coming out enjoying the weather and with their families and enjoying the activities here.
All right, Bill, if anybody has any questions about Diamond Properties, they want to get in touch with you, where can they location?
Yeah, our website is www.spinsbowl.com. That's SPINS bowl.com.
All right, Bill, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of the day, okay?
Thank you.
Bill Diamond, president of Diamond Properties. They're located in Mount Kisco. I'm Jim Cleefield. Again, if you just joined us, Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live outside Spence Hudson for a summer kickoff, overlooking the Peekskill waterfront of the beautiful Charles Point Marina on a nice Tuesday afternoon. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back after this. Stay with us.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash for that bathroom remodel, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live all day long here today outside Spins Hudson, outside on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon overlooking the Charles Point Marina and the Peekskill waterfront. We're here for the summer kickoff. I'm Jim Cleefield, and as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. As always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, or if you prefer, like us on Facebook. You can always do that, Westchester Talk Radio. It's just been a wonderful day. Again, if you want to stop by here, again, Spence Hudson's only been open for about a couple of weeks. It was a soft opening, but once you get inside, you'll be very impressed with what you see. They have aerial ropes, they have bocce, they have shuffleboard, arcade games, food, all kinds of good things, really for the entire family. And as we've been hearing, there's going to be a distillery, there's going to be a restaurant, and eventually they'll have some wonderful events, not only inside, but also outside. It's going to be a place that's happening all year round, not just during the warm weather months. And again, they had the kickoff today, and we expect that we're hearing a lot more about that as the summer goes along. We really hope you enjoyed our broadcast today. We want to thank all of our guests, and I also want to thank my crew. I want to thank my buddy, Matty the K, trooper that he is, number one engineer, engineer extraordinaire, for helping us out today. Always good to have him with us, believe me. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. Andrew Castellano, our boss, thank you so much for arranging all these wonderful events. And again, thanks to whoever arranged the weather. Outstanding. Beautiful sunny weather, low humidity. Definitely a nice day again for an opening here. And if you drop by again, Spence Hudson is located on 5 John Walsh Boulevard. It's in Peekskill. And again, this is going to be the place to be. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Once a reminder, again, we've been produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. And as always, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk or like us on Facebook, Westchester Talk Radio. It's been a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Jim Cleefield. On behalf of all of my crew, thank you for joining us today. Have a really good Tuesday and enjoy the rest of the week. Make it a good one, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Shark, Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark, Shark Creative.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.